It's the Andy Summers Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
And part of Andy's fun weekend was your daughter's birthday.
Yay, Tori! On Sunday, Tori turned 14, and I'm so glad that 14 is here. And she's gone. Not having those big birthday parties anymore, because that it really gets to be a lot. It gets to be a lot because you think you're going to save money by having the parties at home, but then you don't because it's a lot of work and you're still buying a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and you have to do the cleaning up.
Oh my gosh!
It's expensive to go out somewhere, but at least they're cleaning up.
Well, and they're also monitoring. They are in charge of monitoring the kids because you know, especially when you have a whole bunch of kids, there's always that one kid that's going to cause the problem at the birthday party. Yeah. There's always one. So one year, Tori
I
had...
We're both looking at Donnie like you were the
one. You were that kid, sure. So one year, Tori had some friends over and for her birthday, and they went down in the basement. And, you know, so a couple of the moms hung out with me because it was just for a couple hours. So the moms, like, we're drinking a glass of wine, catching up on mom stuff, and the kids are downstairs playing, and they're screaming and having a great time. And then all of a sudden, all but one girl come running up the steps, and they were like, her foot, her foot. And and there's a girl downstairs screaming bloody murder. Oh. Now, you know, I pass out. So it really sounded like her foot was hacked off the way that she was screaming. Like blood curdling screams. And so I'm looking around like not knowing how to handle it. And then all of a sudden my husband walks in and I was like, thank God you're here. So what the girls were telling us is that even though I told them not to touch it, the girl went on the treadmill and her foot is stuck in the treadmill. And she's screaming. So I'm imagining blood everywhere.
God. Yeah.
Foot severed.
It's like a chainsaw just gnawing
that's
at
that's exactly what I write. Because, I mean, the girls, all the other girls ran out of the basement, like, in a panic. So I handed my husband a bunch of towels. I, like, grab all these dish towels, and I was like, you go down there. Because I thought, I'm going to go down, and he went down, and the thing wasn't even on. Her toe got jammed in it, and then he just had to take the runner off so that, you know, and he took it out. She was fine. She was fine. It was not a big deal at all. I will never have a birthday party at my house again. Ever.
No, it does seem like something always goes wrong. I remember I was in, it must have been third grade, had a birthday. We were playing just baseball out in the yard. Had a big front yard playing baseball. And this kid, I still remember you, Jimmy Gerstein.
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened. He punched me in the stomach.
What?
At my house on my birthday.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried.
That kid. Well,
at your party.
I cried.
He's such a bully.
Jimmy.
Did he, like, try to steal a gift or anything? Or did he just walk over and slug you?
I have no... Probably that. Because, you know, I'm so unassuming and kind and sweet. I don't know what could have possibly brought that up.
I can't even imagine.
Right. But like what's you were saying, face? Like, for those birthdays, so you have to invite everybody in the class, don't you? Even if you don't...
If you're going to have the big party, you either have, like, only two or three kids, or you've got to invite everyone
even
up
ones
until
that you're not
age.
Really friends with,
Oh, yeah. And then it gets to be a thing. So let's discuss, because Dave and I can't be the only ones who have gone through this.
Please,
The birthday party horror stories. Tell us about that kid.
215-263-6700.
It's Aunt Tricia. Good morning, my favorite people.
Aunt Tricia!
Good morning.
So, 25 years ago, Stuart Monroe was on my son's bunk bed. We told them not to put the ceiling fan on. They did not listen. Stuart Monroe got hit twice with blades, one above the eye and one at the top of the head. Needless to say, Stuart Monroe had to get stitches, and Stuart Monroe to this day will not put ceiling fans in his bedroom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but I mean, that's traumatic.
Traumatic wasn't the word. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thanks,
Aunt Tricia. Cheryl, good morning. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lansdale. How are you guys today?
We're so good. So we're talking about that one kid at the birthday party that screws it up for everyone.
Well, you know, it was a four-year-old birthday party for my son, Alex, and we were at Freddie Hill Golf Course, which is mini golf
there. Yeah.
In Lansdale. Yeah, a lot of fun. Had a lot of parties there, but when my son was four, he had a little friend that overhit the ball, even though you said to be nice and gentle and you didn't have to hit hard, and hit the ball right into my son's forehead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so big goose egg. And, you know, my son, he's a tough nut, and he just sort of like brushed it off and continued with the party. Now, I know that any other kid at that party would have been done screaming and a party, but he just sort of brushed it off and kept on going. And I was like, all right, dude, if you're going to do that, here we go.
So it sounds like your kid is a stud, but I'll bet you never forgave that little brat for hitting your kid right in the head with a golf ball.
Well, I can tell you I remember his name.
All right. We won't call him out this morning, but he knows who he is.
He knows.
He knows what he did.
Cheryl, it's great. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Tina from Morrisville. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, Tina, we're doing great. We're talking about the kid that ruins the birthday party for everybody.
Oh, no. I would never have a birthday party for young kids ever again. My child invited 10 people from her class for her birthday party. So I said, fine. They were all young. I said, I have no problem. So one child had left and went into the bathroom. Didn't realize he was in the bathroom until I seen water gushing out of the bathroom. He had shoved a whole roll of toilet paper in the toilet and everything else that he can get his hands on.
Oh, no.
It was a disaster. I said, never again. So, parents, if you ever have a birthday party, good luck.
Yeah. Good luck is right. Thanks, Tina.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Good morning, X to you. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Hey, Amber. So we're talking about those kids that ruin the birthday parties. I mean, they can't help it, but still.
It happened.
Exactly.
So what happened to you?
So we had a kindergarten birthday party for my son. We were at an indoor jump house with lots of the moon bouncy things.
Of course.
Two children, their parents decided not to stay. They did a drop-off. All the other parents stayed.
And this is kindergarten.
This is kindergarten. They're tiny, right?
Yes.
One of the children whose parents were not there defecated himself in the bounce house.
Oh.
And the other one threw up after cake.
Oh, no.
The people that ran the place came and got me, and they're like, hey, I think this kid had an accident. You know, he needs to come out. He can't be in the bounce house. And I'm like, okay. And, of course, the parents didn't leave their number.
Oh, geez.
And they had a spare pair of shorts. And I'm like, okay, do I go clean them up? Like, I'm a little uncomfortable. Like, what if he's like, hey, you know, AJ's mom was in the bathroom with me. I don't know. Like, okay.
Right.
So my girlfriend is actually a pediatrician. So I kind of like, hey, you're coming to help me really quickly. We cleaned him up, got him ready, and then his parents came after the party, and I'm like, here's his pants in a plastic bag, and I felt bad. They were horribly embarrassed. It was, you know, everyone has accidents.
Sure.
And then the other one that threw up, we just grabbed the trash can and sat him down and waited for his parents.
Poor kid.
And I thought, I don't know if I'm ready for this birthday party stuff.
You know, so imagine that, Amber. That's one day. Right? Imagine being a teacher. And you're with all of these kids all day. You know that stuff happens all the time.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You get to choose what you do when you go to college, right? I did not choose that.
Didn't choose to work at the bounce house place either. That was a good decision.
Yep, and now you know better as a mom. So good for you, Amber. Life lesson.
Thank you guys so much. Love you. Love your show.
Mornings in the Andy Summers Show.
Turn it up. On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.